Here at BCB, we've been following life at the Academy of St James in Allerton during the lockdown. There are around 10 to 20 children in school each day, looked after by just six staff, who are all working on a rota basis. In recent weeks, some of the teachers have recorded their thoughts for us. In a recording made last week, today we're going to hear from Year 3 and 4 teacher, Mr Brownsill.
This week has been Mental Health Awareness Week, and the activities we've done have hopefully supported the children in helping them to maintain their own kind of mental health, be it exercise, getting that adrenaline going and the endorphins going, to exploring nature for our leaf identification walk, just having time in fresh air, doing sports. Hopefully all of that contributes to their healthy bodies and consequently their healthy minds as well. Equally, in school we've made sure there's been time for quiet and for being calm, so we've done some watercolour painting, we've done activities that involved a little bit more mental concentration, just to make sure that we're all getting a chance to rest our bodies, because that's equally important. Besides that, this week, as a church school, we have celebrated Ascension Day, the biblical story of where Jesus, 40 days after resurrecting from the dead at Easter, rises up to heaven after spending 40 days reassuring his disciples. This is obviously an important issue for many of our families who miss going to church, who miss that support of the church. But working with Reverend Harry, we've been able to offer services, and hopefully that offers some kind of respite from a time away from a very important place to them. Ascension Day, in many ways, the story is one of a time of uncertainty, from Jesus' death to his resurrection to his eventual rise to heaven. And obviously, on a very different set of circumstances, we're also in a time of great uncertainty. But both the situation currently and that story offer hope. And our great hope, obviously, is that after lockdown comes to an end, we will all have a chance to return to some sort of normality. Now, that normality, as has often been said by politicians and other experts, will be a new kind of normal. It won't be one where we return to everything that we've previously done, but it's about making sure that we do the best we can to make sure that everyone stays safe, stays healthy, and the mental health is taken care of also. Part of that in school is about school leadership working tirelessly, and as a staff member who's been in school and been teaching this week, I haven't been involved in it personally, but I'm aware of the great efforts that senior leaders have been going to try and make sure that our school will be as safe as possible when we come to opening. Our key question this week has been, what gives you comfort? We've invited the children to share what they have at home that might give them comfort, be it a food, be it a family member, a photograph or an object. And the response has been fantastic, from sharing family photographs to photos of cups of tea or pets. It's incredible the things that we have which can help us in times of need. When all of us do get back to a new kind of normal, it'll be important that we retain those items and those elements of comfort, because it will be an unusual time coming back to our old routines. That's something that we will endeavour to support the children with as much as possible.
That was Mr Brownsill, a teacher at the Academy of St James in Allerton, on life in the school at this time. Now, if you want to catch up on any of the recordings from the school, they're all available on our website. Go to bcbradio.co.uk, click on the projects menu and then on St James. And don't forget, St James Academy will be bringing us the news on Friday at 5 o'clock.